Every time we receive the word of God, we're receiving life. When we hear his word, it's beyond what we could ever comprehend on our own. Even though it's simple and it's rich, it makes so much sense. It's beyond our intelligence. And it's wholesome and pure and peace is in it. And the more we hear it, the more we want it. And you receive it with intent to do it. A receptive heart receives the word, and that's where faith will grow. This is the parable of the sower. There were four types of hearts: seed that was sown on the wayside, seed that was sown on stony ground, seed that was sown among thorns, and then seed that fell on good ground. When you receive the word of God, you're just like planting good seed in good soil. It's going to grow. And when it grows, you believe it. You receive it, then you believe it, and you have faith. And with faith, you're looking to God, and you desire him. And you're able to judge his word is good. Because you do know the difference between good and evil. And you're also able to look to the left or right and see the darkness for what it is. Remember, Jesus said, narrow is the way of truth. Broad is the way of death and destruction. So when you hear foreign things foreign to God, when you hear speech that's foreign to the heart of God, it's like a red flag. You know something's wrong with it. You may not be able to go in detail about why, but it won't sit well. It don't sit well in your heart like the truth does. So when you receive God's word, it nourishes you from the inside out. And it builds you up. And you're able to make sober choices. Now, people present God as if you give money to this ministry, God will bless you. If you do these five things, God will bless you. They make it seem like God is going to reward you. The only way he blesses you is to reward you for doing these things that they want you to do. And God does bless you. When God bless people for donating to a ministry, it's because they believe in what they're doing. They know that ministry is going to help people live. And they're interested in helping other people come to the life of God like they did. So when they're doing that work, they're working as unto God. And they want to be a blessing to other people. And as they can, they give. Then God is going to turn around and bless what they're doing. This is what happened with Peter. Peter had a fishing business. And he let Jesus borrow his boat so he could minister to other people so that they could live like Peter was living. Peter knew that Jesus is good. And he was realizing that Jesus is the Messiah. He stopped what he was doing to follow Jesus. And he let him use his boat to preach on. So Jesus wanted to bless Peter, just like God wants to bless you. And he blessed him through his business. He said, Peter, launch out your cast out your nets, N-E-T-S, nets, for a haul of fish, a great catch of fish. And Peter said, we've been fishing all day. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down a net. And he let down a net and caught a lot of fish and almost broke his net. Then his friends came and they let down their other nets and they caught a great amount of fish. Now Peter, if Peter had a gauge, his gauge went up to 100. He started believing God. Now he said, there's something about Jesus. See, when the Lord comes to you, he comes to you and he relates to you. And as you interact with him, your gauge is going to go up to 100 too. You're going to start trusting God. That's what happened for me. That was a time I didn't know God. I said, I'm going to read the word. And as I read the word, I saw that God really loves man. And I kept reading the word, and I said, man keep on doing the opposite of what God is trying to get him to do. And it's causing him a lot of problems. And I kept reading the word. And then I started asking the question, why do people not just trust what God is saying? Why do they always revert back to something that won't work? And I kept reading the word of God. And that, this was a problem that continually happened till Jesus came. After Jesus came and people believed on him, now they have an inward reference of who God is. And they went out in the book of Acts and did great exploits for God. They did things that people didn't do much before that time. Now, David won wars. Moses led the people out of Egypt. And it was with a lot of tears. But here's Paul and Silas in the worst part of a jail worshiping God. Then an earthquake happened and none of the prisoners leave. Now, this kind of faith comes from interacting with God. And since that time, our nation was built on Christian principles. And people were trying to stop them all along. We overcame the problems of slavery and a lot of other obstacles. Because some people, back in the days of our pioneers of America, some people really loved God and they were devout and they had a heart for God. But guess what happened to people over time? They die. And in their life, while they're trying to build the country up, remember Jesus taught that there were tares among the wheat. There were people trying to turn this place into another kingdom. And it wouldn't have been the free country that it became. And now, in our day, people are still trying to get the country to go back to a kingdom, a socialist country or a communist country. Those things are proven not to work. Now, with that being said, a capitalist country is not the best thing ever either. But we have to have freedom. We have to come to a point as a person, as a community, and also hopefully as a nation that we look to God and believe God for our resources. And we do that by being faithful to the word of God, being truthful, being kind, not like people act on election year. They talk about each other so bad, I hate election years. That's the worst. That's like a storm to me. I hate to see people downgrading each other. That's not the heart of God. I don't care who do it. That's just not God's way. People are wrong, but God loves them anyway. And we're supposed to represent the heart of God first and foremost. Nevertheless, with that being said, people do that anyway. I don't agree with the way people act towards each other. Even if people are wrong and hateful, I'm not going to treat them any differently than God treats me. If people are wrong, they're just wrong. And the Lord said, if they be righteous, let them be righteous still. If they be filthy, let them be filthy still. But I'm still going to love you, even if you are filthy, and hopefully even if you're righteous, which I wish everybody was righteous. I wish it was very difficult to pick a president. But you got to pick the best one for the job. And I don't tell people who to vote for, because if I do that and they do something crazy, then you'll say, well, you told me to vote for him. But I like our president. I love our president. I think he loves us. And I care about him. And I care about all the candidates. But I love our president. And I want him to win. But that's something you and God got to talk about. And I want everybody deserves to know who God is. Even if they choose not to get saved, at least you don't need to go to hell deceived. Now, if you love the world and you just want to do the things of the world, then you've been warned. But don't go on a humbug. Research the word of God. Learn what he has to say. Test, taste, and see that God is good for yourself. Because I testify that God is good. And he does love us. And he is with us. And he desires to know us. He desires for us to know him. All these things are wonderfully true. God will not let you down. Now, I talked about receiving the word of God, the written word, and being faithful with the word that you hear. And I'll close with this. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And next time, Lord willing, I'll talk more about the Holy Spirit's interaction in your life. When you believe on Jesus Christ and his blood has washed you, you're washed in the blood. You received his word. You believe his word. And you have faith in the Lord. You're a Christian now. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Don't be like the Christians that don't listen to the Lord. Be like those who have ears, my friend, to hear. When the Holy Spirit brings something to your attention, please write it down. The enemy is trying to steal the word from you. That's why I talked briefly about authority. You have to resist the enemy and break through. Don't let the enemy turn you around. Don't let him steal the word from you. He's trying to. He wants to. He desires to. And the people of the world are no different. But the Holy Spirit will show you who your real friends are. The Holy Spirit will guide you in the truth. He'll show you what's actually going on so that you don't get destroyed, because he loves you deeply. And he will show you your best options. I told my children, there's three things you really need to regard the Holy Spirit on. That's what you do for a living, where you live, and who you marry. Now, that's personal. But the things of God, that's first and foremost, what you do for God. You don't do it without the Holy Spirit. If he don't guide you to do it, only do do the word. Share the gospel with people. We all share the ministry of reconciliation. But don't go start a ministry unless God tell you to do it. And if he do tell you to start a ministry, do everything in the ministry perfectly the way God say do it. And if you do that, you're going to be fine. Always regard the Holy Spirit. Get used to his guidance, because he guides those who yield to him. Yield means to give way. Put your will behind his. Keep his will first. And the way you prosper in the Lord, not just in money and finances, keep your heart pure towards the Lord and listen to him. Listen to what he has to say. Put his guidance on the top shelf. Let that be your first priority. The number one thing you're going to do. And then all your other plans and goals will fit to help that plan. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. When you study the word, you receive vision to make better choices. And then when you seek his righteousness, now his righteousness is not your good efforts. Do everything in his strength. Operate out of his love, and you'll operate according to his strength. Do what's right by people because it's right. And you'll see the hand of work of God in your life. Seek first his righteousness. You'll have foundation. If you seek first the kingdom of God, you'll have his vision. You'll see what he sees. He'll give you his God's eye view. A God's eye view is in the word of God. And you'll be able to see his side of things. He looks at everything. Remember, Jesus said we are kings and priests. When you start, and the word of God will nourish you to the point that you start thinking like a king. Kings don't just think about themselves and what they want. They think all inclusive. They think about what everybody needs. They think about what a real king, a heavenly king, thinks about what everybody desires. A selfish human king thinks about what he wants. He thinks all inclusively to keep people, to keep the soldier strong so he can do his exploits. And he do things for selfish motives. But a heavenly king thinks about everybody's welfare. And the Lord will help us out. Now, you got to understand that about the Holy Spirit. He's not like you. He didn't grow up in this evil world. He has the wisdom of God. He thinks all inclusively. So when you ask him for guidance, he's going to help you process and learn and deliver the love of God just like Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of the Father. We have to follow him. And if we follow him, we will be fine. He will guide us into all truth and not all, and no lies. He will not lie to you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.